WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I'm Amitabh Ghosh, and I'm going to read poems by Agha Shahid Ali. Shahid was born in Kashmir into a Shia Muslim family. Although he moved to the United States as a graduate student, Shahid continued until recently to spend his summers in Kashmir. As a Kashmiri Muslim, Shahid has lived through many years of terrorism and repression. His name means witness, and that is what he has been. 2 years ago, while teaching in New York, Shahid was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. The disease is now in a very advanced state, and Shahid is currently living in Amherst. His love of life is undiminished, however, and when I last went up to see him, he told me a story about the rather topical subject of flying while brown. Some years ago at the airport in Barcelona, Shahid was about to board a plane when he was taken aside by a woman in uniform. At the end of a long interrogation, the woman asked him, "Are you carrying anything that could be dangerous for the other passengers?" Without skipping a beat, Shahid answered, "Oh, just my heart." This first poem is called Farewell. At a certain point, I lost track of you. They make a desolation and call it peace. When you left, even the stones were buried. The defenseless would have no weapons. When the ibex rubs itself against the rocks, who collects its fallen fleece from the slopes? O weaver whose seams perfectly vanished, who weighs the hairs on the jeweler's balance, they make a desolation and call it peace. Who is the guardian tonight of the gates of paradise? My memory is again in the way of your history. Army convoys all night like desert caravans. In the smoking oil of dimmed headlights, time dissolved. All winter, it's crushed fennel. We can't ask them, are you done with the world? In the lake, the arms of temples and mosques are locked in each other's reflections. Have you soaked saffron to pour on them when they are found like this, centuries later, in this country, I have stitched to your shadow? In this country, we step out with doors in our arms. Children run out with windows in their arms. You drag it behind you in lit corridors. If the switch is pulled, you will be torn from everything. At a certain point, I lost track of you. You needed me. You needed to perfect me. In your absence, you polished me into the enemy. Your history gets in the way of my memory. I am everything you lost. You can't forgive me. I am everything you lost, your perfect enemy. Your memory gets in the way of my memory. I am being rowed through paradise on a river of hell. Exquisite ghost, it is night. The paddle is a heart, it breaks the porcelain waves. It is still night. The paddle is a lotus. I am rowed as it withers towards the breeze, which is soft as if it had pity on me. If only somehow you could have been mine, what wouldn't have happened in this world? I'm everything you lost, you won't forgive me. My memory keeps getting in the way of your history. There is nothing to forgive, you won't forgive me. I hid my pain even from myself. I revealed my pain only to myself. There is everything to forgive, you can't forgive me. If only somehow you could have been mine, what would not have been possible in the world?
Writer Amitabh Ghosh recorded last night at New York's Town Hall in an event called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others. It was presented by the New Yorker magazine to benefit the September 11th Fund. This is Fresh Air.